Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Virts entitled, Words, Thoughts, Action.
Thank you, Marilyn, for reading Isaiah chapter 6.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. And he said, Go and say to this people, Keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull and stop their ears and shut their eyes so that they may not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and comprehend with their minds and turn and be healed. Then I said, How long, O Lord? And he said, Until cities lie waste without inhabitant and houses without people and the land is utterly desolate. Until the Lord sends everyone far away and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remains in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our New Testament is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
Murder. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, You shall not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, You fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you're offering your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or the adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Adultery. You have heard that it was said, You shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go to hell. Divorce. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. The heading is oaths. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the oaths you have made. But I tell you, do not swear on an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Marilyn and Leslie, for those two readings. Two well-known reading, I think, if you've been in church for some time, well-known reading from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, and the well-known reading of the calling of Isaiah and his vision that he has in chapter 6. Interestingly, Isaiah is a very long book, I think 66 chapter, but his call is there on chapter 6 instead of chapter 1. But it is about expressing and explaining his ministry, his whole ministry. He has this vision of God, and at the heart of his vision is the holiness of God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of his glory. And three times holy is kind of the fullness of God's holiness. And it says that the whole earth is full of his presence. And to hear that, Isaiah must have felt very taken aback, maybe, because he knew that his country was not in a very good place, and how to see that the holiness and was filling even his situation when he knew that things were not going well. As he experienced the presence of God, he says, woe to me, woe is me. And that little word woe is what was used in funerals times, and basically what he was saying, I'm a dead man, I've seen the Lord, and I know where I stand, and I know where my people stand, and we all before him guilty of not speaking well, in a sense of not speaking truth about who he is and truth about ourselves and our lives and where we stand before him. I live among my own lips are unclean, and I live among a people of unclean lips, who are not speaking the truth about God, and who are not speaking the truth about where they stand with God and the kind of life they have. And by being honest with God, he receives forgiveness. He, in a picture, we see that his lips are touched, and he says, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. He's been forgiven, his shame has been removed, and God is calling out for a task. Who shall I send, and who will go now before us to speak truth, to speak the truth about God and about where the people are, and to speak truth about the future? And Isaiah give himself to that service. Here I am, send me. And he receives a ministry. And it's not a very nice ministry to do, because basically the ministry that he says is, well, you will from now speak truth about God and about the situation and about what's going to happen, and they won't listen. They will not want to hear it, they don't want to see it, and whatever you're going to say, it's not going to change anything in their hearts and in their minds. And so we have this painful question, but how long You know, is it going to be 1 year and then they will get it, or 2 years or 3 years? And he says, until my plans are going to be accomplished, plans to move all the people of Israel from their land into exile. The land will be without people, it says, it will be desolate. They're all going to move. And until that happens, they won't repent. I don't know how you feel. I know as a leader, that was the ministry I was going to say, that whatever you say on the pulpit, all the words you're going to say is not going to change anything in the minds and the hearts of the people. It will be quite a difficult. But I think for me, it also says the importance to hear God's voice for us, to know his will for our lives, and to be faithful, and to have a sense of what God is directing us to do. And as Christian, we have promises that as we lay our lives in his service, God promises us to be fruitful. But it's true, fruitfulness could be just being fruitful in speaking, in evangelizing a place. And there are so many stories of missionaries going into places and not seeing fruits at first, and even sometimes throughout their lives seeing very little fruit of people turning to God. But they've been faithful, and what they sow was the first seeds, and it needed to get into the ground, and it needed to die, and they maybe had to then move on, or they themselves, their lives came to an end. But it's never been unfruitful. Some of those missionaries, after they've departed or after they died, the harvest of what they did was extraordinary. Things that happen in places like China and other places. So for us is to discern and to be faithful with God's grace. Jesus was someone who was able to speak the truth, and the truth in all its depths. And here in Matthew, in the whole Sermon on the Mount, reading this well-known passage about the Mosaic law, you shall not murder, but how Jesus takes it to its roots and to really what the intention of God was with the law. And to look at to those four paragraphs in the following way can be of a help, because I think what Jesus does here, he illustrates three or four areas of our life, well, three areas of our lives, and finish with the importance of integrity. And those three areas is that our words, our thoughts, and our actions. And for each one, he take one example, but of course there are many more. And that's why it's so wise in our confession in the Church of England, we speak, we have sinned in words and thought and deeds. And I think this is representative here. The first one is about words. He says, well, you heard about murdering, but I'm telling you, with your words, you also hurt and destroy and create havoc. God is interested in not just the action, but in what we say. If you say fool, you are liable of the same thing than a person who would commit a murder. And he shows then what to do. The other one, yes, it is about adultery, but it's really about our thoughts and what happens in our thoughts. You've heard, you shall not commit adultery, but I'm telling you that what happens in your thoughts can be of the same gravity. And again, the actions there to be done are radical actions. We need to allow God to do a radical work of transformation in our words, in our thoughts, and then the last one is in our action. Now we move to, you know, you've heard that you could act and divorce your wife, but I'm saying unless this is on the ground of unchastity, that was not God's desire. And so what God is asking, well, the last one, he says, let your yes be yes, let your no be no, meaning learn to be a person of integrity. So it's our words, our thoughts, and our actions that need to be transformed. And it can only be transformed first when we confess, like Isaiah, who says, woe to me, I am a person who needs cleansing and who needs to receive a new strength. And God's promise that those who come to him through Jesus receive a new strength, the Holy Spirit, who will transform our words, our thoughts, and our actions so that they reflect the intentions of God and they reflect his character. So today, as we pray for ourselves, for the world and its needs, for those we love, may we pray again and again that our words, our thoughts, and our actions will be places of transformation, and that we will be able, as we grow in holiness, to express God's desire around us, in our communities, and in our world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that your purpose are always to save and always to transform and always to rescue. And Lord, like a good doctor who knows that there is something deeply wrong in the health of a patient and sometimes have to give bad news, but in order to heal, you speak words of truth in order to awake our conscience and our hearts. And while when we hear those words and we feel they are hard, they are healing words, going to right to the root of the issues with our words, with our thoughts, and with our actions. Lord, you created us to reflect your purposes. You created us in your image, and you gave us a task. That we live in a world where sin has power and our bodies have learned habits of this world, and we need your grace and your presence to be transformed. So Lord, we pray that at St. James we will be a place where those transformation can be a reality, where instead of me pointing to the wrongs of others, I see my own wrong first and allow your work to change me. But we're also together, we strive to be those who bring about your intentions and your desires. Lord, we know that in our world and what we hear from news in politics, so often the message of or the vision of being people of integrity, people of character, seems to be lost. And it breaks my heart when we hear news of people who are supposed to be working with each other in the government and who use their words to destroy one another. Lord, it's so sad. And yet it can also be part of the life of your church. So we pray for the synod at the moment, where there are strong views on each side about various issues. As your church, may our hearts and our minds be of seeking your will and showing a different way of living.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.